My precious heart dwellers, the Lord Jesus bless you with his peace and strength for the journey of this life. Amen. Lately, I pulled a Rhema card that said, Samuel the prophet. So I began reading the first book of Samuel again. If you were anything like me and a little scrupulous, when you read about someone like King Saul, you wonder if you have in some way offended the Lord. Of course, I forgot to ask him, what is this about Samuel that you want me to learn? And sometimes when I get a card, it's just that the Lord is telling me that he's an intercessor in heaven that has taken an interest in our cause. So it's not always about something in his life. So anyway, the enemy rushed in with ugly suggestions to try and disable me and make me want to hide from God. They were all lies, and the Lord immediately straightened me out. I said, Jesus, you know that I struggle, that I am a Saul and unworthy of this mission. Jesus began, far from it. What you are, though, is weak. This keeps you humble, but do not ever call yourself a Saul. He was eaten up with jealousy and persecuted the righteous. You, on the other hand, see yourself as a sinner, unworthy of such a mission, and others more worthy. In addition to that, you acknowledge and yield to them. So that is not the behavior of a Saul. Beloved, you are too tangled up in your mistakes and failures. Didn't you know at the very onset of our relationship that all that is good came from me and all that was you was weak, compromised, and had to be fortified? You make such a big deal about your failures as if you expected to succeed on your own. Now that is pride. How should I see myself, Lord? I see you as perfect. As long as your motives are pure, I do not quibble over your shortfalls. I do not condemn your lapses. I see you as very, very human and very weak as well. Though you have grown leaps and bounds in faithfulness and perseverance, I must listen to the demonic banter that they speak against you day and night, hoping to get a foothold. That is why the helmet is so important, even to renew the helmet throughout the day. I want to see yourself as dedicated and set apart to me. Yes, you are a work in progress, but the work is mine. All I require from you is your consent. The most key thing is that you are dedicated to me. From that place, I can do anything with you. There are those who see themselves as capable because they recognize their gifts and training. They have very little need for me. In reality, they may accomplish much, but not necessarily in my will. Not until they release their idea of who they think they are to me, can I work through them as I wish to. So this entails a breaking, or many breakings. They must first find out for themselves that nothing they have matters to me, except their conviction that they are flawed, yet every flaw belongs to me. When they settle in this place, then I can begin to bring them up into the fullness of who they are. Yes, you have known such a one as this, although everyone must go through that stage where they realize that they, with all their skills and abilities, are nothing until I animate them and work through them. When I build a soul up, I lay a proper foundation according to the stature I will someday bring them to. This requires a complete relinquishing of their native talents and experience, with a sure knowledge that only if I animate them for my will can they succeed in aiding the kingdom of God on earth. Beloved, the more a soul relies completely upon me for everything, from the littlest to the biggest and most far-reaching, the more I can release the graces that will raise them up into the stature predestined for them. But if they insist on crediting themselves and trying to do it from their own skill level, I let them work from that level until they come to their senses and realize they could do much, much more for me if they came to me empty-handed and asked for the grace to do great things. Beloved, you lose track of where I begin and you leave off. That's for sure. It is a healthy practice to take a moment and ask Holy Spirit to help you observe the areas where you are still counting on you. I long to release greater and greater things to you, but you must be hungry for them, knowing that I am a God of promises kept, and I never give you a task that I am not ready to back up with the graces you are missing. And at that point, I thanked him and gave him my laundry list. And then he began to speak again. My precious ones who have labored for me in my vineyard, come to me with all that you need, because my graces are inexhaustible, and I will fill you so you may continue to run the race and even win. Please, when you feel lame, lean on the one that loves you, and he will sustain you. Lean on me, call out to me, and expect strength and wisdom to arrive deep within your being so you may run the course appointed for you. I love you. I want to empower you. Where your strength leaves off, that is where mine commences. Allow me, please, to strengthen you. And that was the end of his message. Well, God bless you, heart dwellers. Keep the faith. Stay in hope, one way or the other, either the rapture or revival on earth. I know that you, Jesus, always keep your word, and change is coming to these weary foot soldiers. It is coming, people. Keep the faith and pray for President Trump.